This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says the Colorado Convention Center will start operating as a field hospital by April 18th. The Army Corps of Engineers is helping to prepare the pop-up treatment facility in downtown Denver. Polis says the center will eventually house 2,000 beds, but he does not expect it to reach capacity. The facility will serve COVID-19 patients who've left urgent care but are still contagious and need to be monitored before returning home. Healthcare workers are being praised for helping patients struggling with COVID-19. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports there's a move in Congress to make sure they're compensated too.
Democratic Representative Joe Nagu says healthcare workers should be rewarded for the heroic work they've been doing. He's introduced a bill to require frontline healthcare workers get a 25% hazard pay bump.
There has been, public support across party lines over the course of the last several weeks, including from the administration. So I'm hopeful that we can get it done.
Nagus is hopeful some version of hazard pay will be included in the next coronavirus aid package, but the list for that is getting long. Congress also wants more money for small business loans, hospitals, and municipalities. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Vice President Mike Pence will deliver the commencement address at the Air Force Academy next week via video stream. Seniors are graduating 6 weeks early due to COVID-19. Family and friends will be able to watch a live stream of the ceremonies. It is 69, mostly cloudy and windy in Colorado Springs, 70, mostly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR News.